it's great to see this report now. It's something that we've always thought of, or that was always obviously not clear yet as how far badgers are actually the cause of TB, or if it's actually more transmitted the other way around. So it's nice to finally have that in writing as well to prove to farmers to say, like, look, it's not necessarily the badgers that are the cause of the TB. Now, I understand their concern. TB is a massive problem in the farming industry and it costs a lot of money. And I know a lot of farmers personally, and it's a very bad thing to happen to any farm when there's cases of TB. You know, it is their livelihood at the end of the day. So you can understand their concern, but you have to be realistic and scientific about this as well. And you can't just use an animal as a scapegoat. And so it's nice to be able to put an actual figure to it and saying, like, look, this is not necessarily the cause. Let's have a look at it. What is the actual cause of it? And how do we stop it? How do we reduce it?
And I guess, Alex, do you think there needs to be somewhat of a shift in the narrative now? Because I think, you know, it came kind of common thought that if someone saw a badger, they'd maybe naturally think about spreading TB, whereas this report seems to show the opposite. And I guess, do you think there just needs to be, well, maybe the next steps aren't quite clear, but there certainly needs to be questions over the current culling program in place by the government?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely believe that. And I think it's no more than a lot of animals. Like I myself specialize in birds of prey, and we've had a lot of issues convincing farmers that you know, the eagles do not necessarily go for their livestock or their sheep. It's the same with badgers. They're very misunderstood. They're actually very placid, very nice creatures. Very, very harmless, you know, unless you're a little insect or a mouse or a grub. And very often if you talk to farmers, and we do a lot of talks with farmers on agricultural shows, and very often the opinion is, oh, those bloody badgers, you know, if I see one on the road, I'll knock them down. And very often they are knocked down, on purpose even. Because people think, yes, they're just a pest, they're a nuisance, and the less animals there are in the wild, the better it is. But badgers are actually very, very much protected, legally protected, since the 1976 Wildlife Act. And I think a little bit more information and different approach towards TB and badgers and their relationship to cattle would be very, very beneficial to everybody.